Hey y'all, Roxy here. Welcome to my usual podcast. Today is Friday the 21st of July 2023. I started putting dates on my stuff because it's also like a timestamp for me to remember where my mind was at the time and, you know, sort of like what triggered different podcasts. So if you noticed, I don't put the backstory to what I maybe saw or maybe what was happening or trending at the time when I made that podcast. So sometimes it's kind of hard to sort of remember later on what prompted it. So that's why I put the dates now. I can go back and just search what the timeline was at the time. So if you've been following my blog, which I haven't written in a while since I've been very busy with the YouTube channel and the podcast, you realize that there were some times during the blog where I would write a story, right? Which I used to call of things that never happened. It was positioned as stories that were fictional, but the amount of details in those stories, you really couldn't tell as a reader whether it was from experience or it was fictional. It doesn't make sense. Usually it was easier to write this in the blog because blogs usually allow you to write, delete, edit, try to decide if you wanted to leave it there for the public to read and the internet never forgets. Or you always had a chance to, you know, change your mind and just not post it. Which is why I don't do that on my podcast or other things that I don't have that latitude. So today, in this episode of Things That Never Happened, I'm going to tell you about something that happened a few years ago, or maybe didn't happen. And the moral is that you never judge a book by its cover. If you're on the outside, you never know what people are really going through, so don't be quick to take sides. We all went for an event once, and the gentleman was my friend. We'd been friends for many years. We'd been seeing this lady for 3 years at the time. And all of us knew her. It was almost taken for granted that they were going to get married at some point. Every time we broached it with the guy as our friend in private, he always said, look, he didn't think he was ever getting married, and he had made it very clear to the lady that he's never getting married. Fast forward, 3 years after, he goes to the hospital. He was ill, and he goes to the hospital, and he sees the doctor, and he gets a diagnosis that wasn't very good. I don't want to go into exactly the diagnosis, just in case they're listening. You know, I don't want it to feel like I'm spilling personal, private details. But it was a diagnosis that might require him. It was going to get worse over time. And even though they discovered it early, he was going to need care at some point further down the line, if that makes sense. So he then turns around at that time and tells us, his friends, that he's going to propose to the girl. And because I'm the only person who speaks out of turn all the time, I regret that a lot, which is why I don't have friends today. I said, all my other friends are very excited. We were all outside, we were so leery, you know, just drinks and stuff. It was like, he's going to propose to the girl. But this was like a week and a half after telling us that he had that diagnosis from the hospital that didn't look very good. So I immediately asked him and I said, but you said to us that, you know, you and her had this conversation about marriage over the years, you know, just as to where are we going with this relationship. And you made it very clear to her you weren't planning to get married. But you even said to her, according to you, that she shouldn't wait for you, and that if she finds anybody else who wants to get married to her, she should feel free to go with the person. So this was supposed to be like a temporary placeholder for both of you to, you know, to just keep going and seeing how things go, with the understanding that it will lead to marriage. How does it then look if 2 weeks after you got a diagnosis that's not very good and for which you will need care, you need somebody to take care of you almost for the rest of your life, however long or short it might be, considering the diagnosis, that you suddenly have a change of heart to get married and you're not asking her to marry you? So essentially, it looks like you want a caretaker, and the only reason why she's not good enough to be your wife is because you now need someone, per the diagnosis, who will take care of you through this illness. Essentially, you're dumping a big responsibility on her. All my other friends, of course, got upset. They said I was, you know, why would I say that? If it was really love, she shouldn't think like that. What if they had gotten married before the diagnosis came? Would she have run away? Wouldn't she have taken life the way it came? So it's the same thing, etc., etc. So I was the only one that spoke out of turn. I was the only one that was shut down. I was the only one who said, this doesn't make any sense, and that it looks some kind of way. Have the conversation first with her. See where her mind is at, considering that you're the one changing the rules midway. Before you pop the question, they're like, oh, don't listen to him, pop the question. All girls are happy to get married. It's her dream come true, blah, blah, blah. Don't forget that when this diagnosis came as well, he had told her, so everyone knows about it. It wasn't a secret. His parents knew, she had to know, etc. So, of course, we get into high gear, planning. I wasn't part of the plan. Let me not pretend I was. I wasn't. But they all planned this fantastic, oh, let's go to this. You know how proposals are, surprise, surprise sort of thing. As it turns out, I wasn't in the country at the time. I traveled for work. By the time I came back, everyone knew that the proposal didn't go well. She turned it down in front of everyone. She didn't turn it down in a bad way. She just said, I'm not in that space right now. You know, we need to talk about this sort of thing. But obviously, they had set up all these nice things. They were all hiding to do the surprise. It didn't go very well. As usual, people always think that I gloat when things don't go their way and things go the way I thought they would go. Doesn't make sense. So everyone was like, oh, are you happy now? Sort of thing. Almost like I caused it. I didn't cause it. I was just... Anyway, so my point is, anyone looking from the outside in who went for that event, for the proposal, would absolutely think that the girl was a wicked person. You know, how could you, after 3 years with this guy, what were you thinking? If you didn't like him enough to marry him, why did he stay so long? Blah, blah, blah. Only we on the inside knew the backstory, right? And it turns out, years later, we discussed it. The boy said, actually, that's exactly what happened. And as she said, she just felt like he had a change of mind because he was looking for a nanny. And that she's not going to leave. She needed to think about whether she was ready to leave her life now taking care of a sick individual who she knew is already sick before they got married. So it's not like, oh, we got married and you fell sick. Obviously, I signed up for it. But you yourself, I wasn't good enough for you at the time. Only until you got sick and you needed someone, then suddenly you want to get married to me so that I'll be stuck with this illness taking care of you for the rest of your life. I don't even want to sign up for that. Now, don't ask me how it ended. I don't want to go into it. But I thought about it today. It's a very long time now. And I thought, you know, people on the outside will still hate the girl till today. I just assume that, you know, she turned the guy down. We've seen videos online of girls who turn guys down and everyone says, oh my God, terrible girl. How can she? Oh my God, she was cheating on him. Maybe she had somebody else. Nobody ever knows the real story. And so these kind of things always come to my mind when I see people taking sides online, when things happen between lovers or between things that are private, family members, and everyone wants to take sides and have a point of view. I'm always the last person. As a matter of fact, I don't have a point of view because... Even if you ask me, I'll tell you, I don't want to have a point of view. First of all, none of my business. Second of all, who am I? I do not have the facts. So except I can sit with both parties and actually hear both sides and say, okay, so what were you thinking when it happened? And what were you thinking when it happened? Then nobody's asking me for my opinion and I'm going to keep quiet about it. And so it just occurred to me today as I was in the kitchen cooking beans, which I cook very good beans, by the way. I thought about it today and I thought, you know what, I should tell everyone about this because this thing is so long ago and I'm going to leave out the details, but this is exactly why sometimes if you've gone through this kind of experience, you know better than to think that things are the way they seem, especially among lovers or family members when things become public in that way. But anyway, if you were the girl, what would you have done? Would you have turned him down? Which side do you support? Do you think that the girl was right? She should have stayed if she loved him? Was it a love issue? Or was it a practical issue of, you know, he was just trying to be smart by saying, you know what, now that I know I'm not going to live long, let me now suddenly find you worthy to take care of me till I die. You know, that sort of thing. Which side do you think, would you think in lines of? Follow me on ROQZEE on Twitter. And let's see the conversation over there. All right, guys. Have a good one. Talk to you soon. Cheers.